Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast that pushes me to throw in a load of my dreaded laundry for the hour. My name is Drew Wren, and I will be your host today and every other day. If you haven't heard yet, Elon Musk founded something called Neuralink. I'm just gathering the info about this, so bear with me if you've already heard about this. Neuralink is a neurotechnology that attaches to your brain. So it's a little thing that attaches to your brain that is projected to cure a number of diseases and neurological conditions such as dementia, Alzheimer's, anxiety, depression, and even spinal cord injuries. So far, they've tested the implant on pigs. I wonder why they chose that. Anyway, they've tested it on pigs. Currently, there's an implant in a pig that targets the part of the brain that controls its snout, and so far it has been proven to work according to plan. Musk claims the pig was indistinguishable from other pigs. Neuralink has received $158 million in funding, $100 million from USK. What did I write here? Oh, from Musk, from Elon Musk alone. I'm like, from the USA. What freaks me out is even if I'm like, nope, not for me, so many other people will totally get this and there will be a different level of intelligence, right? Because eventually this is going to, well, it changes your brain. Well, it works as like a part of your brain. Maybe I'm not the smartest person. I would like to introduce to you our special guest, Elon Musk. No, I'm just kidding. But the people who do this will be a different level of intelligence. So even if I don't get it, I feel a little freaked out. Their capabilities could surpass human error. They might be way smarter, way better. We're really this close to humans and robots. Humans and technology truly just becoming one. What are your thoughts? It's too weird. It's too creepy. But I know if anyone can do it, it is Elon Musk. He is very smart and I trust the guy. No, I don't know if I trust the guy. But I think this could be helpful. I don't know. This is such a weird thing. It's like I want technology to advance, but the thought of it advancing really freaks me out. It gives me the eebie-jeebies. Would you get it? You guys know I love a good list. So here is a list of products that we literally refer to as their brand names. Not the object that they are, but the brand names. This is so weird if you've ever thought about this. The first one is ChapStick. It's not called ChapStick, but everyone calls it that. You just say, can you hear me that ChapStick over there? ChapStick is a lip balm brand. Yeah, lip balm, guys. It's called lip balm, not ChapStick. It's a lip balm brand name, now trademarked and owned by Pfizer, which is interesting because Pfizer has been on all of our minds lately. The next one is Kleenex. We call it Kleenex. I actually don't do this one, but every teacher I ever had was like, do you need a Kleenex or whatever? So I don't know why it's teachers that I think of. But anyway, Kleenex is a tissue brand. They're called Tissues, and it's made by Kimberly-Clark. Next one, Zipper. This really trips me out. I did not know this one. B.F. Goodrich created the product originally called a clasp locker to be used in rubber boots. So it's actually called a clasp locker, but Zipper really caught on. Next one, Dumpster. Mobile garage bins made by the Dumpster Brothers called a dumpster. So it's called a mobile garage bin. This one is probably the craziest one to me, which is why I put it last. Kiwi. Kiwi is actually a brand name. It's actually called the Chinese Gooseberry. Chinese Gooseberry, not a kiwi. The brand name launched in 1962 by New Zealand growers who wanted to make the product more enticing. I think kiwi is very enticing. Recently, I was with a friend and they were trying to show me a picture of the guy they're talking to and I've talked to for like 5 years. So that's like 5 years of memories. It took her like 10 minutes to find a good photo. I'm like, oh, let me see. I want to see the guy you're talking to. I feel like I can't remember what he looks like. Whatever. We live in different states. And so it took her like 5 minutes to find a good photo. And it reminded me of back when we all used to like date guys, especially before social media was so crucial. Like you could just find people. And before it was so artsy. Because guys, when I started out on social media, it was not artsy. You just uploaded like, I don't know. Well, it was artsy. We used really, really bad editing apps, but not artsy like it is today. Okay. So anyway, I'm getting off track. So it wasn't artsy. It wasn't whatever. And we would go to show our friends a picture and be like, let me show you a picture of him. He like never posts photos of himself, which is fine. I'm not like that into guys who take selfies. I mean, yeah, there's a family photo, but I feel like he was just like goofing around, so I won't like show you. Yeah, I mean, it's the photo his mom sent out to everyone they know, but it was just like a joke. Like, you have to know him. It was just like a joke. Oh, you want to see a picture of him and me? Here's us like kissing. Zooms in on just me, like just the part of me that's showing. Oh, and here's a picture of him as a baby. So you can just imagine how cute he turned out. Oh, look at this baby picture. You can imagine how cute he turned out. Oh, you want me to just send you his Facebook? Like, you want to see like his whole face? You just want... Oh, it's just like an old account. And he's way more of like an in-person kind of guy. He's more in-person. Like, he's not one of those like photograph kind of people. I'll find one. No, see, like right there. His left leg. That's his leg. He's just so cute. Look at that. That was his leg. That's cute, right? Anyway, I gotta go. My phone's gonna die. I need to go plug my phone in. Yeah. We've all been there. That was such a long bit just to get the point across that so many guys take such bad photos of themselves that we're like, there's no photos. I can't locate one. It's time for our special guest. This week's guest is someone I'm so excited to introduce you to. You may know her from the musical group Cimarelli. Cimarelli is a sister band with well over 5 million YouTube subscribers. They joined YouTube back in 2008. Is this correct? I did a little research.
I think so.
You created your account, I think, then.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but you have well over a billion views on your YouTube, your sister channel.
We recently had to go over that for a project that I can't say. So, yes. But it blew my mind.
Who has that? You guys are some of the... Y'all are ancient on YouTube. You're like one of the first three people, like musical people, that was ever on YouTube.
This is true.
Seriously. Like, when YouTube was invented, Cimarelli was invented. And y'all have... You almost have 2 billion. I want to say 2 billion because you're like halfway there to
Thanks.
2 billion.
We'll just say 2 billion.
And you're also known as a successful solo artist.
Oh, thank you.
From the hit group, I want to introduce you all to Lisa Cimarelli.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here with us on Laundry Day. I've actually been watching you guys since I was a teenager.
Really?
How old are you?
I'm almost 28.
Okay, I'm 24. So how old is the oldest sister?
30.
So yeah, since I was a teenager, since YouTube began, I've been watching you guys.
Wow, that's covers. Amazing. You were you're like Amy's age.
Are we? Is she 24?
She's 25. Are you turning 25 this year?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, and then you're Thank my brother's God. Age. You're my brother's age. She's turning 26.
Okay, don't skip ahead. Okay, that was my next question. Do not skip ahead. This is my podcast.
No. I can't see really, so.
No, I was just going to ask you, how many siblings total do you guys have?
There are 11 kids in our family, 6 girls and 5 boys.
That is so crazy. So you grew up with a million people in your family.
Oh, yeah.
Are almost all of you married?
No. Wait.
It's okay.
I think it's 5 of us. I think it's 5. Yes.
5 of you are
Almost
married?
Almost half.
Wow. Yes. That is so crazy. So are your parents musical?
Yeah. Okay. So my mom has like a master's degree in music and like piano. And then, oh, I got a burp. Oh, it's not coming out. My dad is not trained and says like, I don't know anything about music, but he can actually sing and like has some pitch and like some, I don't want to say has some pitch. He has some.
There's something there.
He has some skill. Hear the potential when he sings, even though he denies it. So I say they're both musical, but my mom is like the trained one who like taught us and stuff.
Okay, so do your brothers sing? Did you try to make a whole family band with
No.
all the brothers?
I think because the girls are closer in age and then the boys are like, you know, at the oldest and the youngest, they're more like spread out. So the girls were like, ooh, we all came together and did a group. And I feel like the boys were like, oh, that's not my thing. I mean, our oldest brother was in the band at first, which was sad that he had to leave. But he was in the band as like the guitarist because we used to like play.
I remember this.
It's like local concerts, which was really fun and weird. But because we would do like 80s covers, but he would play with us. And then my middle brother never really jumped in or caught on. But they all sing. They all can sing well and they all can play at least one instrument.
Like, so are we ever going to get a video of all of you singing?
Uh, I f-
Who do we need to talk to?
We've talked about it and we've like, oh, we should do that. And I feel like we totally missed the boat by not doing that. There are videos. Oops. If I bumped the table, that was my bad.
It was me.
There are videos of my brother singing on our channel. If you look up like the Cimarelli brothers, like they're on there, but
wow.
We haven't done anything with them.
I would say if you need to hit your first billion views, maybe you could get the whole family in, but you guys are way past a billion views. So maybe you don't need it, but I still would watch it. I would watch it. As your biggest fan from the beginning of YouTube, I would watch it.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
So, okay. I wrote down a few things about your family, but let's see. So you've toured all over and y'all have done huge shows. Have you done a worldwide tour?
Like all in one sitting or we did like a European tour, we did a couple European tours. We did a South American tour that was like 2 weeks. We did some one-off stuff in Asia, like Philippines and China. I think that's it. But we haven't done like, I don't know. Is it still, I don't think we haven't done one where it's like, oh yeah, we're going all around the world in different legs. We didn't do that, but we have hit it different.
Okay.
We have hit all these different spots at different times.
So what got you pursuing your solo career then? And are you going to do a solo tour ever?
I don't think so, because now I'm becoming a mom and that sounds like way too much work. Just to be out myself as a lazy person. Well, no, not lazy. That's I'm not God. Okay. I can't raise a family and be in a band and do a solo tour. So I'm just not God. But, I started it because I used to write songs with the intention of no one ever hearing them. Like, I love this and I just want to express myself privately because I wouldn't tell anyone about my feelings. So I was just very, like, I don't know, introverted. So writing them would make me feel like, oh my gosh, okay, I got it out. And then I was just done. And then like years went by and I had all these songs and some of them would just like come back into my head. I didn't even record them or anything. Maybe like a voice memo, but I would just keep thinking about it. And then I was like, oh, so then sometimes I'd be like, oh guys, we should do this song. And like,
gotcha.
Present it to the group maybe. That happened a few times. But over time I had all these songs and I was like, I really want to put them out, but I was so scared and I felt like I wasn't like allowed to, or I shouldn't, or like not from anyone necessarily telling me that, more like I feel like in the beginning of our career, people would ask, would any of you ever go solo, like leave the band? And I was like,
always.
No,
you guys got
never.
That a lot.
Always. And it's like, no, never. And then I feel like it had that association of like, oh, if you put out music by yourself, you're quitting. So I didn't want to, I don't know. It was just a lot of weird feelings around it. But finally I like figured it out. Like, and I've heard of other people who did the same thing where it's like, oh, you can do both.
Yes, you can have multiple artist projects.
Yeah.
But there was a time where people didn't really do that.
Yeah.
So I get why you kind of had the stigma around it.
Like there was like Fifth Harmony and One Direction. There's all these other groups where it was like they either like fell apart or stayed together. There wasn't really like, oh, yeah, we have like the freedom to branch out. So, and that was kind of the time that we came up in of like these manufactured groups that had like rigid rules around them, if you want
to
say.
And you weren't manufactured. They're all sisters.
Yeah. We're manufactured by the Lord himself.
Right.
So,
the best kind, the best way.
But yeah, a couple years ago, I finally got the courage to put out a song and then I saw that it actually was fine and everything was fine. So now it's like, oh yeah, whenever I have some time and some energy, like I make a demo and then like 8 months later, I actually record it. And then like 8 months later, I'm like, oh yeah, that song, I need to put that out. I finally put it out.
Yes, you do need to. Well, before I move on, do you all write your music for the group, or were a lot of them your songs, or how does that work?
No, we all write. I don't think that we've done that many of my songs. Like there's been a few, but mostly it'll be, I mean, lately it'll be like something Lauren wrote, something Christina wrote or something, or something I wrote. But usually we have like an idea and then we all come together and finish it. But we all write, we all contribute. There isn't one person who's like the principal songwriter. So,
well, that's great. I mean, how many of you are there? Six?
Five now.
Five.
In the group.
So five people put their heads together. It's a hit song. Almost every Beyonce song had five people. Really?
Oh my gosh. Justin Bieber's new album. I was looking through the credits. It's like, oh my gosh, who did all these songs? There's like 12 people on some of those songs.
Oh, I know.
I don't even understand how that happens. Like, how do 12 people even all contribute to a song?
Well, I think I've figured it out because recently, so someone sent me a song for like an A-list artist like this, okay. And all they wanted was such a tiny piece of the song. The rest of the song was done by I don't know how many people. And they were like, hey, the title needs to stay like this and we like this part, so can you just write? It was like the tiniest, weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how there are 12 writers on it because I'm writing like 5 words.
And I wonder if like there'll be like 3 or 4 producers, which actually makes more sense to me than writers because it's like,
yes.
Oh, you add your spin. And I think they count as writers now. Like
they do.
They'll get the credit. So then there's like 3 or 4 producers and then there's 3 or 4 songwriters, but then there's 4 more. So I don't understand the 8 song. Anyway,
I don't know.
It's a lot.
I guess sometimes if you just put in one word, you get your 5% and you go.
I don't know. Is that what's happening? Or is everyone equally going 12 ways in a song?
I wish there was a way I could see what the splits look like on people's
songs.
I
wish I could just see a video of the song being created.
That would be helpful.
Who did what? That's all I want
to
know.
That would be helpful to people like us. So if you're
We're
watching
curious.
This, we want to know.
Yeah.
So you recently put out your singles Fading Away and I Don't Deserve It, the rock version?
Yes.
I say recently. In 2020, you did that. I have
rock
to ask,
version came out this year.
Oh, was that this
that
year?
That was this year, yes.
Okay. So I have to ask, was your husband behind encouraging you to do a little rock? Or like how did this come
about? No. He encourages me, but he doesn't give me the idea. Like I was already into that before.
Tell us your love story. We want to know.
Oh, thanks. Well, okay. The story with that song is when I wrote it, September 2019. Oh my gosh, my left butt cheek's getting really sore. Pregnant life. I'm just going to be squirming a lot because I can't stop squirming these days. Anyway, when I wrote it in September 2019, that's a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
I heard it in my head the way that the rock version is. But then I didn't know that I knew anyone who could make it sound like that.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't really want to put a lot of budget into this. Like, I've been putting a lot of budget into my songs. I want to try to do something like myself and just make it simpler because people actually seem to be enjoying that for me and it's easier for me to do. So I was like, I'll just make an acoustic demo and see how it goes. And then I liked it, so I put it out just as the song.
Okay.
But it wasn't how I envisioned it. And then this year, or end of last year, I was like, oh, the 1 year anniversary is coming up. And now I know that my friend can do music like that, the way that I'm imagining it. So I had him redo it and make it the rock version.
Interesting.
My husband did play a few guitars on that song, but
wow,
not all of them.
You heard it here, people?
He's uncredited, but he did play a little bit on that song, which is really special.
So what brought you all together? Is it the love of rock music? Like what,
no.
What drew you to each other? How do you
no.
know each other?
We met at the gym and I didn't know who he was and he didn't know
Fit
who
life.
I was.
It Cannot was just relate.
No, I was just like, wow, that guy is hot. I like his tattoos. And I guess he thought I was cute. And we just started talking. I don't know. And then it was like we met and then months later we hung out for the first time. It was like a slow build. And then eventually we just started dating. But we didn't know anything about each other. I didn't know he was a musician. He didn't know I was a YouTuber or whatever. Like our worlds are very separate.
Sure.
So I did like some bands like his band. He's in the band Newfound Glory, but I'd heard his song, but I didn't know that it was his song because I just heard it at like emo night and I was like, oh, I like that song. I didn't know that was you.
Wow, that's
but,
cute.
Yeah,
that is really cute. Okay, that's interesting. I'm glad to know that because I don't know if you even have that. Do you have a lot of your love story online? Do people know this?
I don't.
Y'all's biggest fans are like, we know this. We already know.
I think I've said it in little bits and pieces. Like people ask me in a Q&A on Instagram, how did you meet or something, but I don't know if I've ever like laid it out. I don't know.
Okay, well, great. I would love to be able to say that you told it here and it's not on the internet. So if you guys are Cimarelli fans, please don't let me down. Just tell me that you heard it here.
Yeah, you're special. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you some more personal things here in a minute. But first, I would like to play a game with you. I play games
Ooh.
With my listeners.
Okay.
We're going to do song association.
Oh, okay.
You know how to do this.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So
wait, tell me the rules though, just really quick. So I make sure that I know. How does it work? Song association?
Yeah, I just give you a word and you sing the first song that comes to mind.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, sometimes it's like, what do you think of? Or finish the lyric.
Right. I did finish the lyric on my last podcast.
Love that.
So, sorry, we can't do it this time.
All good.
My listeners are very much looking forward to this game, so it has to be different.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so the first word, just sing the first song that comes to your mind.
Okay.
The word one.
Be my one love, my one heart,
yeah.
My one life for sure. Let me tell you one time.
Good,
Justin
good,
Bieber.
Good. Love it.
Should
love
I say
it.
The title? Justin Bieber, one time.
You can say the title. Yes, I am the worst with titles. You could have called it anything. I'd be like, yeah, that's the song.
I feel like people, I don't know.
It gives you a double point.
I assume that everyone knows every song, but not everyone knows every song.
But you might. So, yeah. Okay, next word, hate.
And I hate how much I love you, boy. I can't stand how much I need you.
Yes, that was good. That's not the one I was thinking
really?
Of.
Really? No. Hate That I Love You by Rihanna and Neo.
Stream it now. Streaming now on
my
Apple.
Next word, stream it or stream. All right.
She was ready. What,
I'm
did
so
you have
locked
a song?
In.
Did you have a song for
no.
you?
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Okay, next word, crazy.
You drive me crazy. I just can't sleep. Wait, no.
Sleep.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm in too deep. Is it sleep because they're
sleep.
It
must be sleep.
Whatever. Someone tell us. Crazy by Britney Spears.
All right. So I guess I'm not a good enough Britney's fan. I didn't know it. I don't know the word.
It's hard.
Next word, somebody.
Okay, this is the first thing that came to my head. I just need somebody to love. I don't need too much. Just somebody. Somebody to love. Somebody to love. Justin Bieber. She's on a Bieber thing. Yeah. And I have mentioned him earlier. Wow.
Wow. We love Bieber on this podcast.
Me
That's
too.
Fine. All right. Next word, C.
Oh. It's been a long day.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Oh, that was
that
so
is
good.
That is too sad. Ooh, that song.
Yeah.
Woo.
Ooh, man. Next word, together.
Oh, my gosh. This is really random. We'll be together, come whatever, not just staring at the stars. This is Ashley Tisdale. Just remember that no one else can tell us who we are. We'll Be Together by Ashley Tisdale. That's from like
never
2007.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
It's flashing into my mind, but like when you started
it's
singing
from
it.
Her, like, we don't need another he said, she said, like early days.
Ashley
days.
Come on, girl. Come out with some more music. We
I
will
think
sing
she
it.
Has.
She has a YouTube channel right now, too. That's she does some.
I just
good
saw
covers.
A clip of her recently talking about some album she put out. So I'm like, oh, she's Nuh-uh. Still doing music. Yeah.
Oh, we might need to.
I have to check it out.
I need to look it up.
Yeah.
I can't give it a good review because I have not heard it yet.
Her Headstrong album or Guilty Pleasure or whatever, I actually really liked.
Oh, yes.
I was a big fan. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I got to see what she's doing now.
Okay. Blue.
I'm blue, da boo dee da boo die, da boo dee da boo die, da boo dee da boo die. Yeah, it just keeps going.
Good. That's
I'm
great.
I'm blue.
Moon?
Talking to the moon.
That's the one that I was thinking
Talking
too.
Talking to the moon, Britney Spears, Bruno Mars.
Somebody.
Bruh, the sound.
Okay, two more. The word again. You can't do see you again.
No, wait, again. Oh. I want you to be mine again, baby. Hey. I know my lifestyle is driving you crazy.
Justice for Fetty Wap, where is he?
What is it called? Mine again?
Mine again or again?
I cannot see myself without you. I think it's again.
Where's
Fetty
Wap right now? Fetty, are you okay?
I like
there?
That I just referenced a Fetty Wap song. All right, what you got?
Burn.
Oh, deep down, you know what's best for yourself, but you hate the thought of a being with someone
what
else, and you know that it's over. Let it burn.
Oh.
Let it burn. Gotta let it burn. Burn by Usher.
Wow.
That is one of my favorite songs.
I didn't even recognize all those other words. I just know the hook.
Wow. That is good. Part of it, though. It's how does it start? Wait. Let it burn. I think that you should let it burn. I can't remember how the chorus goes. That's kind of like the end or the tag
of
the chorus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Wow. She, every single song that you thought of was different than one in my head, which means that there are infinite songs that people think of for
There's
words.
So many, yeah.
Y'all, let us know at home what songs you thought of, if they were the same as Lisa or what.
I know. Who thought of all those?
Especially the Ashley Tisdale. I know everyone was thinking of that one. Especially me.
No one, yeah. That's the thing. It's literally just like what happens to be near the top of your brain.
I love it.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day, for sure. Yeah, even when I wrote this down, I had different songs in my head too. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Oh. I mean, quite literally, there are three of us in here.
You're pregnant!
I'm pregnant! I don't know how well you can see that
from the viewers on YouTube. She's pregnant. She
looks
so good.
30 weeks pregnant.
You look so good.
Thank you. Third trimester, baby.
I love it. Okay, so do you have any, for the new moms, future moms at home, any like good pregnancy advice that maybe no one told you?
Ooh. She's been very calm this whole time, which is nice. Okay, I'm trying to think.
Like, do you have anything that's like been your saving grace?
Okay, well, first of all, Tums, but I didn't realize that you can have too many Tums, which I luckily didn't.
Oh, for sure.
But it's like you're only supposed to have like six per 24 hours or something. So you can't just eat them all the time. So if you didn't know that, you can overdose on Tums. Oh, don't overdose on Tums.
Definitely don't.
Bring water with you everywhere. You're going to get real thirsty. At some point, at least for me, at some point, at least for me, I just get so uncomfortable sitting. I used to be like, all I want to do is sit. And now I'm like, I can't stand too long. I can't sit too long. Scoop this in. It's just, you have to just keep getting up and down. So if you're like planning on going to the movies or going to church or something where there's a lot of sitting, just plan that out. Like, oh, I'll be in the back so I can like get up. It's okay. Hard. Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a lot of exercise. I feel like you shouldn't have to do that much. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry they're making you do
it. The name of the game. It's the name of the game. Have you had any strange pregnancy cravings?
Not really. I got like, I think, I can't tell if I was officially diagnosed for some reason, but I think that I have gestational diabetes, which is just like your blood sugar is a little too high. Mm-hmm. So I was craving like sugar and carbs all the time. And now I have to watch that. So I just cried for a few days like, oh, I'm going to miss everything. But now that I've been like getting better at it and I have my dietitian appointment coming up, like I'm feeling good. Aww. I actually feel like I crave it less now that I eat it less.
Yeah. So. Well, that's true. Even if you don't, haven't been diagnosed with that, is like people who are addicted to sugar, it's just because your body is literally like addicted to it. It's you're literally fiending. You're just literally like an addict for it.
And so. I didn't realize how much I would come home at the end of the day and be like, oh, I'm stressed out. I'm going to have M&Ms, where it's like a coping thing. Because when I had to stop, it's like, oh, I really want that. Oh, like I get stressed out. Oh, I run to the pantry. Now it's like, okay, I got to deal with the stress. Maybe I didn't actually want all that junk food as much as I thought I did. Maybe it was just more like my emotional state getting the best of me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's hard. Ooh. Like I never craved food so much as I do when I'm pregnant. Like, cause usually I'm not like crazy obsessed with food. I know like a lot of people are really into it, but I'll eat. I don't know. I'm not super obsessed with food, but ever since I got pregnant, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to eat. I'm going to order this. And I'm trying all these new things on the menu. And it's like, this is the one time now that I actually have restrictions that I'm actually obsessed with food.
It sucks.
Yeah. That was a hard thing to process, but now I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go back to how I was before.
Well, I've been pregnant my whole life because I don't know what will happen when I get pregnant because
maybe you won't be obsessed with food.
That would be amazing.
I don't think that happens. Hopefully, I don't know.
That would be amazing. Like all of a sudden I become this like fitness star who never wants to eat bad food.
I mean, my first trimester, I really craved salads. But second one, it was all downhill.
Mm.
Whew.
I've never craved a salad.
Well, there's like really good ones. There's like pre-made bags with like all the stuff. They're organic and you just dump it all in the bowl and it's so easy and they taste amazing.
Pre-made salads are the way to go. Oh, yeah. My mom, like, she's very, very healthy and she makes salads like from scratch and that's like too much work for me.
Yeah, my mom does too. And I'm like,
yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot for me. I'm not hungry for a salad at the end.
Yeah.
I have to have the pre-made bag before I lose it. Before I let you be free, talk to me about the future of Lisa, the superstar.
What? Oh my gosh, like what do I have coming up?
Yeah, music. Like I want to know, like, and is there anything you can tell us? Upcoming music, upcoming something, content?
Okay, I've been...
If you can't tell.
I hate to share because I have no timeline. So like I said, you know, the 8 month apart thing where I just lose my... Because what happens is with my band and YouTube channel... It's very constant. And then sometimes there's really crazy times. So I'll be like working on a song. And I'm like, oh yeah, I want to put this out soon. And then all of a sudden we have all this stuff going on. I'm like, no, I'm not adding more to my plate. Like I don't have to put this song out. This can wait, but this cannot.
Right.
So I did record and mix and master and finish a song that I'm obsessed with but I don't know when you guys are going to hear it because it's so special to me. I'm like, I really want to do a music video with it, but that's like reaching for the stars right now in my current state. I don't even know how I would do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to put it out this year. Okay. There's, I definitely have some things that are coming out this year, but
okay.
I don't have dates.
You don't have to. You're making a human at this point. You don't have to have dates. We're just excited to see the humans.
I have a date, but it is a due date. Right. Not a single date, okay? Right. That date is holding up other dates in my life.
Exactly.
But just rest assured that there are things that have already been recorded that are coming out. I have a, when is this coming out? What's the date?
This is coming out really soon
because
I got you in before my next episode.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay, great. Well, in like a week or two or something. No, in like a week from when this comes out, I have a YouTube collab coming out with a dear friend, which will be revealed very soon on my Instagram and stuff. But it's a Demi Lovato cover I'm really excited about. So that is coming very soon.
You'll
actually see that.
She has the best voice for something like a Demi cover. And earlier when you were talking about how you had this vision for a rock song, you have one of the like biggest belts of anybody I've ever heard.
Thank you.
No, seriously. Like your belt is insane. It's absolutely insane. So I'm here for the Demi Lovato cover.
Because that was a lot of work for me because I feel like my voice used to be very small and it was just like
me too.
And I grew up in church choir and like it was not my like my mom was very like not just classically trained but like not soloist trained, like how to sing in a group, like no vibrato and like no scooping. It was very like straight singing that will sound kind of like a boys choir, you know. It's like la la la, like very straight. So for me to like practice and learn all my solo voice, it was a lot of work.
Get that. I never belted for like the first 5 years of my career.
Really?
Never. And actually when I was on TV to make me fit into what they wanted for the show, they told me that I was the worst at belting. I should never belt. Like they, and I was only like 15, so they knocked me so far down that forever I was like, I'm never gonna belt.
You have such a good belt.
They wanted me to be like the
that one TikTok of you went viral doing
That's like, that was like
that
9 years
mad.
Deep into my career though.
Ugh.
Before I never belted. So I get it. And it took a long time to build because if you're not always doing it. So I get what you're saying.
Wow.
I totally get it, girl.
Love learning.
Well, thank you for coming on Laundry Day. We appreciate having you here and your baby. We're grateful to have you here too.
Yep.
We're so glad to have you. Thank you for coming on Laundry Day. This episode will be out next week. Guys, if you're on YouTube, let me know what you think of Lisa's amazing hair and outfit with the pattern behind her. Does she not look amazing?
Wow, thank you.
You look amazing. Thank you for being here and we'll chat soon.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Maybe
this
post
was fun.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Tell the birth story. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Not doing
exactly. Exclusive here on Laundry Day.
What was it like?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Wasn't Lisa just a gem? An adorable gem with an adorable gem in her belly. I love her. I adore her. But you know what time it is because it's just you and me now. Random fact of the day time. Eating parts of a pufferfish can kill you because in a defense mechanism, to ward off predators, it contains a deadly chemical called tetrodotoxin. There's enough in one pufferfish to kill 30 people, and there's no antidote. Still, pufferfish, called fugu, is a highly prized delicacy in Japan, but can only be prepared by well-trained chefs. Wow. If my husband was in here and I asked him if he would try it, he'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, I would try it. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, would you try this poisonous apple? Like, he'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I don't know about all that because I love pufferfish. I'm obsessed with pufferfish. I love them as much as I love dogs. And if I had one, I would treat it like a dog. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, let me hold him. I love him. I love pufferfish. So I don't think I would eat one. Y'all know I would eat pretty much anything, but pufferfish and dogs are kind of the same in my mind. It's dirty laundry time. This laundry might need the good old bleach cycle. American Idol is being talked about as the worst season ever this year. I haven't been completely watching, but I did have a few TikTok friends who auditioned, and I just caught some early on episodes. It all started with someone who auditioned named Murphy. He comes on the show. He has the perfect story. You know, American Idol is like all about the story. And you can tell that American Idol utilized it for initial ratings like they do in all the auditions. He's blind. His mom died and he found her. Then his dad died of some type of addiction. to describe his voice, it's like raspy, like original artist sounding, a total like diamond in the rough. And they hyped him up just to randomly send him home. They cut him. I looked at the comments and America was shocked and disappointed, to say the least. So already the viewers were feeling like American Idol has an agenda, maybe a pop agenda. Maybe they're more interested in people with followers, but an agenda nonetheless. Then later we see the story of some other contestants unfold. Contestants who beat out the fan favorite Murphy. So people were really upset that these kind of people beat out Murphy. There was a contestant named Cecil Ray who had another good story that the show really utilized. He's a young father, only 20, of a baby girl, and his story was that he's doing this for his daughter to show her to never give up on her dreams. It was very emotional. He wasn't the best singer on the show, but people did like his story. Later on, his girlfriend, who is a part of his come-up story about how he's doing this for his little family, his girlfriend, his baby, whatever, she put out a TikTok exposing him for being verbally abusive to her. It included a clip of him speaking to her in a way that people would consider abusive. And she then shows clips of a broken in half door in their home or her home, along with her forehead bleeding. He was then arrested after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home and striking her, seemingly what we saw in that TikTok video. Messy, messy, messy. Another thing I noticed is that they had this hit Christian artist named Lauren Daigle, who I love. I love her. I love her. I love her. They had her on. She's the singer of the song. Okay, she's no small-time artist. She sings the song You Say. She was at the Grammys. Like, she's huge. She's a huge artist. She's a Christian who's breaking through into the secular world. And the entire comment section, she came on as a guest and performed, and the entire comment section was commenting as if she was a contestant. People were like, oh, she's got the voice. She's got the voice to carry on. Like, whatever. Talking like she was a contestant, not a celebrity performer. Yikes. Her PR team must have been having a heyday. Overall, this year, there are some talented singers. However, the show's ratings have dropped 38% since the beginning of the season. That's over 2 million viewers. Idol hasn't broken a star since Phillip Phillips in season 11. Will season 19 break a star despite its low ratings? Let me know if you've been watching. Let me know what you think. You all use the Q&A feature on TikTok to ask me your many questions. Someone named Lisa asked, what is your favorite place? My favorite place is on a boat somewhere. On a boat, on a lake. I love being on the water. That is my peaceful, serene favorite setting. I love it. ShortMex 2.0 asked, what state do you live in? I live in the beautiful state of Tennessee, which has some of the most beautiful rivers and lakes that you will ever see. I love Tennessee. It would be very, very hard to change my scenery. I end every episode with a cute story from one of you. On Instagram, you all sent in your stories. Zach sent in this cute story. He said, I drove back to my city to surprise my girlfriend and got there at 1 a.m. to surprise her. It was just a short little story this week, you guys. And I think that speaks volumes. My husband is big on surprises, so I love this story because my husband loves to surprise. He surprises his mom, he surprises me. So I love a good love story, surprise story. Relationship goals. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to follow. And if you can, please leave me a review on Apple. I have been reading the reviews. You guys have been so sweet. I'm going to start saying it less. If you keep going, write me a review. Let's trick the algorithm into thinking that this is the biggest, best, newest, upcomingest podcast. The more reviews we get, the more likely we can get some awesome sponsorships and keep bringing in our awesome guests. Thank you for tuning in to Laundry Day. Say one nice thing to one person and make the world a better place. Bye.